Yuke, Irsatini. It's so good to see you, Rangel. We will be doing an application of learning Tlingit phrases on KSDK. First of all, I would like to acknowledge the incredible collection of recordings and Tlingit language materials developed by the amazing Richard Dauenhauer and Nora Marks Dauenhauer. Also, I'd like to thank my teachers, tradition bearers, Ruth Demmert and Florence Marks Sheekley. Tlingit language has survived for thousands of years because it was spoken and heard naturally at home. However, that is not the case now. Many factors and obstacles have hindered the growth of the Tlingit language. According to statistics of the Sea Alaska Corporation, less than 10% of the shareholders now speak their language. Unless this current trend reverses, the Tlingit language will be extinct, or nearly so, in about 40 years, beginning Tlingit 2000. If the language is to be preserved, it will require the effort of the entire community. Only people can save a language, and only that will be by using it. I would like to thank KSDK for their readiness to always help with the preservation of the Tlingit language. Gunalchish.
Kataya yesdlak yuhatduasak wasa iati. How are you? Ya yaki. Today we will be doing a tribute to Elizabeth Paradovich.
Kataya huantlain yuhatduasak, Virginia Oliver. Kachgalat, Elizabeth Paradovich yudusagun. Kachgalat was Elizabeth Paradovich's name. Elizabeth was born in Petersburg, Alaska, July 4th, 1911.
Elizabeth Paradovich was a member of the
Tlukach Adi clan,
part of the Raven Moiety. She is an important civil rights leader for Alaska Natives. As Alaska Native Sisterhood Grand President, Elizabeth worked with the Alaska Native Brotherhood to end blatant discrimination Natives throughout Alaska faced daily, prior to the passage of the Anti-Discrimination Bill in 1945.
Thank you for listening.
Diagen, which means later.